Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Devaney, and you're listening to Salty Combos.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm drinking my milkshake. I was waiting for you to say, I have a Truly.
I do have a Truly.
Oh, do you? Okay,
Yeah.
I have an Oreo milkshake.
That sounds good.
I was laughing because I went to go get us some milkshakes real quick, and we were like, oh, we're gonna record at 8, and it was like freaking 8:30, and I was like, all right, I got time. Tell me why I'm sitting at the damn light right there, at the Four Corners right there. So I'm by Carl's Jr. and like four cars and then six go like rush in, and I'm like the seventh in line.
Where'd you go to Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
They have the best milkshakes.
They really do. I was like so hungry like at 12 o'clock, and we ended up getting like a late night snack. And have you ever had their egg rolls?
No.
They're so freaking good.
Really?
They're so good, and they're huge.
Does it have chicken? Oh. Well, anyway,
I know, sorry.
I'm in
So
my
anyway,
car. I came
I.
out. I have a blanket. I have my drink. I locked myself in because I just wasn't getting good sound in there. So I'm hoping this episode sounds a little bit better. Sorry for being muffled the last time.
I think we are definitely trying to like upgrade our sound and just, but what's crazy is like once we do that, it's like we're definitely going to be having set dates now. Do you get what I mean? I think we're doing good so far. I'm really like so excited for the feedback that we've been getting, the views, and it's so exciting to me because we're finally getting, it's just, we just need to be consistent, But anyway, Super Bowl weekend. It sucks that Winston is in quarantine right now. Like, I just got done having COVID. Now Winston has COVID, and so I'm stuck on the couch, and I could not freaking. I can't sleep up. I cannot sleep on the couch.
And I've slept on your couch many times.
Yeah.
I always the one with like the hump in the middle, where you put your drinks.
Oh yeah. I don't know why everybody sleeps on my couch like that. Like, I'm like, dude, like, isn't that uncomfortable?
It is. I've been drunk many of nights on that couch.
I know that
Crazy.
couch. Oh my gosh. So let's just get on with it. We asked everybody on Facebook, on Snapchat, on our own
Instagram.
Instagrams, and on our Instagrams, on like different topics, and I think that it was a perfect time to ask, just because we got some new followers, we got some people being finally brave enough to write us and tell us how they feel and how, it seriously means a lot that you guys are really reaching out now, but we're just gonna get into this whole thing here, because there's a lot that we have to cover here.
And these are all listener subscriber topics.
Followers, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to call. I don't know what to call
I
everybody.
know, me neither.
Our people.
Yeah. I think that it was perfect, the whole layout here. It's like goes hand in hand with each other. So let's just get into it then.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one that somebody wanted us to talk about was our first love. I believe that we kind of told our stories in and out. I don't think that we told the full on. And then, you know what? On my way to Jack in the Box, I was really thinking, like, who was my real, like, first love? I mean, because you can have your first boyfriend, but, like, I don't think I loved him. You know what I mean? He's
Sure.
all, what?
He's all listening.
Yeah. But I don't know. You want to go first?
Me say it like a totally different story than the first one.
My
I
God.
don't like what? Like I don't know. My first love, I met him when I was, damn, I met him in like 2006.
Is this who I'm thinking of?
From down that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so I met him, and he was my first boyfriend. And I think we got together when I was like 14. I've already said I wasn't supposed to have a boyfriend. My family found out and they like shunned me for like 2 months, and it was bad. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess like what made, I don't know what to really say, cause I've already told the story, but I think what makes him my first love is, I think it was more about friendship in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I said before, if you guys never heard the story, he lives about like he lived about 2 hours away from me. So we never saw each other, and we were little, like we didn't have cars, you know, so all we had was our phones. And so we would just call each other every single night and like stay up till like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I would,
the fun times.
Yeah, I would always like text him during the day, and I would, it's so dumb, I would get to school and I would change his name to his real name in my phone, and then when I would when I was on my way home from school, I would change his name to like a girl name, and I was always like super I don't know, like super, I would just do things to make sure that my mom wouldn't catch me, and she never did until she found a Valentine's Day card that he gave me in my planner. Like, you know, in junior high where we used to get, like, those planners at Poston?
And stick all your, not at, I went to Poston.
Oh, I went to
Michael Poston. Went to Poston.
Yeah, he did. So
my brother went to Poston with Devaney.
So they gave us planners. I feel like they did this at every Mesa Public School. And I always, the reason why I took that Valentine's Day card that he gave me to school with me every day is because I always, like, I'm an overthinker. Like, I've always been. So I was always scared she was going to go in my room and, like, one day and just, like, check through everything. Mm-hmm. And,
and you know they did.
Yeah, and she found out because we went to go get gas, right? I remember she picked me up from school. It was, like, after she got off of work. And she told me to go give the money to the person to pay for the gas. And I come out, and she's acting weird. Like, I can, you know when your mom's pissed off, right?
You just gotta look at their face. Yeah. Yep.
And then we're driving, and all of a sudden, she just starts yelling at me. Like, I don't even remember what she says. I don't know. I, like, blacked out because I got, you're going to beat my ass. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like I still have respect for him just because I feel like he knew me since we were little, you know? And then we got back together when we were a little older, and we lived together and, like, whatever. And I feel like that was the first time I really had my heart broken. But I could never hate him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone else, all of my other exes, like, I don't, you know, but it's just different.
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's so exciting to remember when we were talking about the kissing booth, mm-hmm. and how, like, the young love, the texting, the calls, whatever, you know what I mean? That part was, like, really fun to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like my first boyfriend, I think that I was heartbroken, but it was more of, like, having somebody to talk to. I can't really say that I loved him, though, because I don't ever remember writing something like that, like, I love you, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I do know one of them. Freaking hell. But I mean, there was this guy, and he was actually who I lost my virginity to. And they always say, you know, like, if you lose your virginity to so and so, that you're gonna love them forever, type of thing.
Yeah,
like, that's kind of how it was for me. And I felt like we were always off and on, like, we always wanted to be together at a certain time, but it never ever would work out. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of,
wait, is this from Down That Way too?
Yeah.
Dang.
I think all of them are from down that way. But everybody's like, down where? But anyway, yeah, it just was like, I think that me and him, like, had more in common than, like, maybe all the other ones.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
What's the friendship?
It is. And like, he did hit me up like recently, and I was thinking about this because we had this kind of leads into like, I'm kind of going off track here, but it kind of goes into like your spouse having friends.
Yeah.
What was it? Say it. How was it said? Your spouse having girls that are friends.
Yeah,
So
how do
this
we
is
feel?
the other way around. And I'm just going to touch on it really, really quick because we can go back to this. I didn't come and like it wasn't supposed to be a friend thing at all. He messaged me, he asked me how I was doing. And for myself, things didn't end that well with him, which is, oh my gosh, I was so heartbroken for a long time over him.
Yeah.
But he wrote me and it was my opportunity to be like, oh, I have a husband. I have three kids. I'm taking care of my little sister now. You know what I mean? I have my own home. I have, you know, whatever. And I think I was just like really more proud of myself, but at the same time, it's like, dang, man, like you could have had this. Just kidding. You know what I mean? But it's just like that I know for sure that he was my first love, and it took a lot to get over, and it took a lot of people. Just kidding, big old whore. But it did take like different relationships to get over him. You know what I mean?
No,
I'm
I
all,
get
it
it.
took
I
a
know.
lot of people to get over him. Just kidding.
That's
But so anyway, I guess I would that would be to him. And same thing, like talking to him in high school, junior high, like it was just, I don't know, we kind of always had a chance to see each other. At least, you know what's crazy? Like from, let's see, we started to like talk to each other in 7th grade. Then we started to like throughout the years, always kept in ch touch with each other, and we always talk, like seen each other twice a year, ever all the way until I was like 17 or 18. 18, I want to say. So it's just crazy. But I'm not trying to like my mom is like all into horoscopes, you know, and I used to roll my eyes like, okay, whatever, you know what I mean? But I look at it now. I was looking at this part because he's a Leo like me, and it's like we can never be with each other. I read something like that, like where we could never work, Leo and a Leo. And I mean, comment if you are with a Leo and you're a Leo yourself, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy that to me it's true, because we never ever could find the time to like full on be with each other and try to have the feelings that we did have towards each other, you know? I felt like it was always interrupted by this girl named, just kidding. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
But
that's like so funny that you mentioned signs. So I am an Aries and my first love is a Cancer. So I think Cancers aren't they like very like emotional? I've read that they're emotional and like kind of like victims, you know, and they hold on to shit,
Ooh.
like they're grudge holders.
Oh shit. And
And
does he do that? Do that?
no. So I feel like it does fit him, but I feel like our compatibility when we were together, because I remember looking it up, wasn't good. I feel like it wasn't a good match.
That's
But I
crazy.
mean, like, I don't know. I don't know much about like horoscopes and all of that, like astrology, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to read up on it. My cousin has like this book that I want to get, and it's just like it's so cool because it like I think I was telling you this, but like the
Oh,
like for myself, if I go and it's a thick ass book, so I would go in and look for for Leo, and it tells you these things like a Leo as a girlfriend, as a wife, as a sister, as a
yeah.
mother,
You
you know,
told me
like
that.
that. And we read it all night, like me and her were going through it, and I was like, dang, man, this thing's freaking telling all my secrets, you know what I mean? Like my business is out there, you know what I mean? Like that's how I feel. Like I don't know.
I
So
wonder what our compatibility is, like me and you, like for friendship.
oh, I know. Yeah, it's all
It's all
toxic as
0%.
fuck. You will not be friends in the near future. No, we've already been there. I think we went over our thing there. I think we're okay.
Yeah, no, I think. And you know what? When we were going through that is when I feel like he broke up with me. Ooh. Like our 10th grade year of high school, and I was going through it. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny? So, side note, like, me and Shayna were in a friend group in high school in like 10th grade, and her cousin, had a man that she was talking to, and her cousin thought like I liked him and was trying to get with him, and then that split the group apart. Mm-hmm. And I was like going through it and missing my boyfriend, like I got broken up with. So that's like what was going on with me. And I remember I was like, what the hell? Like, you know?
You just got broke up with, like...
Yeah, I'm not worried about your man. Like, I'm over here crying myself to sleep every night.
About my man. Yeah, it's definitely... I don't know. It's just crazy to me because, like, high school, it just... I keep seeing... Oh, I'm trying to think of the movie I was watching. But, like, high school is where you shaping yourself and the kind of person you're going to be, you know? And it's like, girl, I am not the same person I was in high school. I think I was just, I don't know.
I was shaping nothing in high school. Like,
I was a big old shape. But
yeah, I don't agree with that.
That's crazy, though. I mean, again, we've had this list, you know, for a couple of days here, and I'm just, like, trying to think, and I was like, dang, it got me going through all these feelings and all these emotions coming back up, you know, because I think for my daughter, and I think, oh, my gosh, if my baby has to go through shit like that, because I think I mentioned before, like, where I had gotten broken up on Christmas Eve, and I remember, like, going in, opening presents, going to my room, crying a little bit. Fixing my face, going back out there, opening presents, going back in my room, crying, you know, like, because my mom was, same thing. I think that's how we relate is our moms, obviously. Yeah. And I think that, like, my mom would beat the shit out of me if she found out I was with even going through a heartbreak. Like, I feel like her answer would be like, that's what you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being with somebody. But I definitely want to be a different mom and change that and just be more accepting and more like, I hope my daughter can come to me and tell me, you know, like what she's feeling or whatever, because I definitely times 10 know how that feels of having to bottle things up and not being able to talk about it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not just that, you know, the whole first love thing, it's also like me and you are the older sisters and we hold a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just like as a teenager, there's just so much. And the first love, like, give us a break, you know? We were trying to find somebody to want to be there for us or, like, have interest in us. And I think definitely, obviously, that's why we went all the way with it, you know, to lying and doing what we had to do to hold down these boys that didn't give a fuck, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, I remember I was freaking scared that day when she found out, because in his Valentine's Day card, I remember he wrote, because it was kind of like wrinkled, and he said, sorry, the card's wrinkled, we kind of laid on it, LOL. And I was thinking, she's going to think I smashed, and I didn't.
Oh my God.
But that, to the side note to that story, So I saw him in Washington, D.C. for a youth conference, and I went up to his hotel room because he had a room by himself, and we, like, hung out and watched a movie. Nothing happened, but we did kiss, and that's why, and we laid on the card because he got it in Washington, D.C., and that's how I was able to see him on Valentine's Day. So
yeah, it's all innocent.
Yeah, but see, but she never said anything about that specific part. She was never, like, she never accused me. And, like, looking back, I think my mom was like that. Like, she was so strict about guys because I think she was scared of me getting hurt. Because, right. Like, I know she went through her thing, and I can tell now because she's so protective of me when it comes to, like, relationships, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
see, my mom's not like that though. Like, it's just more of, I felt like it was more of, how do you say that? Like, because we never really talked about it either. Once she found out I was talking to so and so, you know what I mean?
You just got yelled at.
I just got yelled at, and that was it. And I'm just like, and I remember telling my brother, like, damn, dude, you like introduced my mom, I introduced mom to like four different girls. Like me, I never, she thinks that I've never really been through any kind of relationship because, well, yeah, because I never told you. I never was able to. Yeah. Because I remember one time I introduced her to this dude. The dude from Scout, he got introduced to my mom. And, like, she was just like, wow, you're with somebody. You know, like, wow, like. It's are you that, guys gonna get married? And I'm like, what? No.
Don't you think natives do that though? Like, instead of saying, this is what happens on my dad's side. So before I was married, I think every single guy, not like every single guy, because there was only three people that I've introduced to my dad's side.
That's a lot.
They were like her friend. Oh, like they wouldn't say he was my boyfriend or they were my boyfriends, which they were. But I feel like that's like a native thing. It's like being naive. You know what I mean? Like, oh, she's with somebody, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And that used to annoy me because I'm like, you guys know he's my boyfriend. Like, we live together. He's not my friend. Like,
show him some respect.
Damn respect. I'm grown, but no, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Let's move on.
Okay. Enough about that.
Enough about that and them. Our next one is a moment that made you realize your worth. So this goes again, like I said, all these are just kind of go hand in hand. I guess I could start. I think that a time that made me realize my worth was, I don't remember if I ever shared this, but I dabbled a little in drugs for a while because of, you know, just a lot of shit I was going through, and I not knowing, you know, how to cope with like my feelings, I turned to that. It was so easy to just turn to that. And I think that once, just to be honest, you know, what drove me to it was my home life and the guys I was with. And it just, like, I just felt like, so there's this, I'm trying to think of which one I'm thinking of. So I always thought that the way that these guys that were treating me, they were just kind of like, sometimes it would just felt like it was just like a hookup thing. And I felt like I wasn't like being valued as a girlfriend or, you know, as a woman, really, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that definitely added to my drug use and to drinking, whatever. And I feel like once I met Winston, and what's funny about that is that with Winston, we both met each other while we were in bad times in our life. Mm-hmm. And Winston was on his way to having an addiction, whereas I already had it. But we just clung to each other, and we didn't. It was just so different for me because I remember thinking, like, is this just like some guy that's going to be hooking up with me? But we didn't hook up like that right away. It was just like we talked a lot. I've always had a crush on Winston. And so, like, it was crazy that he was the guy that I hoped he would be. Do you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like this big old hoe, or like he didn't have all these girlfriends, whatever. And so it was real easy. He was really easy to talk to, and that made me really fall in love with him. And his whole thing though, like when he found out, because obviously I'm not going to go out and like tell him, oh, I'm on drugs, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, he found out and he was just like, you know, I'm not going to be with somebody that's like that. Cause he himself was trying to get right with himself. He knew what he was doing, where he was going. And so I thought, you know, this is the only way I'm going to find my love. You know, like I feel different with this guy. It feels right. And so I quit everything and everything flowed. And I thought, you know, the way that Winston treats me, this is the way I was supposed to be treated. This is what I wanted all this time. He was so respectful. He was respectful to my my mom. And again, like we said in our other last episode, you know, people did talk about us, about how we moved too quick, you know, and we got married too fast. But I know, we both know in our hearts what we were, that we were meant for each other. And I felt like that right there is when I knew that was when I was worth something to somebody, and it meant everything. And so the drugs and all that didn't matter anymore. I was done with it. That was, you know, and I, and also, you know, not me being, not being able to have my own children. And those are the list. I'm open to telling everybody that, but like my listeners, like our listeners, my listeners, like I'm not able to have my own kids. So I have adopted 3 kids that I have. And in my head during drugs and going through all that, I always did it because what am I worth? Like, I'm not going to be able to be a wife because all these guys that have treated me so ugly, I thought that's what I was going to be getting for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And I can't have kids. So, you know, I'm not going to make no man happy having no kids. You know, that was my thought. But yet, look at how I got with Winston. Everything just got slapped in the, I was slapped in the face with a home, a family, and a husband. And I just thought, like, oh my gosh, you know, I am worth something. And that was to myself, you know?
Yeah.
And so that, I know it was a lot, but that was definitely when I found my, how much I was worth. I was worth something to somebody, and that was it for me.
That's testimony.
I know. Well, I'm trying not to cry.
Don't cry. No, but for real. Yeah.
Yeah. There it be.
And it is what it is.
It is what it is. And, you know, we're going. And those of you that were saying we got married too quick, next year is our 10-year anniversary. So shut the fuck up. Just kidding. But for real.
But for real, though.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know.
I'm off. Do you want to stop it right now?
Do we want to just cut this episode?
Should we cut this episode right now?
For me, it was, I feel like we've already talked about this already, so I don't want to, like, repeat, you know? Mm-hmm. But for me, I went through a really bad breakup. Well, actually, let me start over. I feel like I had my first love, right? We just talked about that. I moved home from being with him. We were living down south. And I moved home September 2017. So I came home with nothing. Like, I had only a car that was in both of our names, and I had like a prepaid cell phone. I didn't have any savings because I wasn't working. He was the one that worked. And so I came home like with literally nothing except like the car that we both owned together and my clothes. And my mom has always had my back, and she let me sleep on her couch for like 2 years while I got my shit together. And I started working in social services for Salt River. I don't work there anymore. But I felt like I didn't know who I was, you know, like I was really hurt, and I came home and I just felt like I had no purpose. And I felt like a loser because all of my friends were out doing, like, really cool things. Like, Shayna, she had her family, and she had all the things that I wanted. And, like, you know,
and
I just
felt
like...
And mind you, this is, like, the time that we started talking again, too.
Yeah, when I moved home.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened, and I got into a new relationship really quickly. I've not met him. I've known him, like, my whole life, but we got together.
I'm on me, too.
we got together, and long story short, like, you know, it was bad. And I feel like that whole relationship brought me to my lowest point. Like, yeah, I was, you know, excelling in what I wanted to do with, like, career wise, but I like had my own apartment and was like, I had all the things that I was.
You were, yeah, like, you had every. That's, I think that. Sorry, cutting in. I think that because, you know, throughout your whole breakup, and I try to be there for you 100%. I think that what, to me, though, was you're in my mind, because like again, I remember telling you, like, I know you don't want to think about it now, but you're gonna get over this, you know. Yeah. And I think that it was pretty easy to get over with you. I mean, I guess you could say that now, but it was kind of easy for you too, because you are an independent person, and it made you, like, you had a good ass job. You have a good ass job, you know what I mean? And you have your own things, and it's just, but to me, this is what I mean. This is how crazy love gets, you know what I mean?
Like, it can have you desperate. Like, mm-hmm. like I, you know, we broke up and I found out a lot of bad things that he was doing. And like, I just felt like, what's wrong with me? You know, mm-hmm. and like going through 2 miscarriages, and like that really brought me to my lowest point. And I just felt like I was dying on the inside, you know?
Right.
And the things that I had didn't matter anymore, because I felt like I lost what mattered to me at that time, which was him. And his, mm-hmm. you know, and his kids and whatever. So anyway, I tried slowly, like, getting over it. And I went out on dates and, like, whatever. And, like, Shayna was really there for me. And I felt like over time, like, I just started feeling better, mm-hmm. you know. And mm-hmm. I was like, this is fucking embarrassing. Like, why am I crying? Like, I used to go to work and come home and, like, have a bottle of wine and take Tylenol, or not Tylenol, but like, what is that called? Is it Advil PMs? The ones that make
you sleep?
I used to take those just so I didn't have to be awake, because I was so hurt and I would just like cry all night. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this isn't what I want. Like, I'm not happy, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was like my lowest point. And I felt like I was drinking a lot more. I was going out a lot, and I mm-hmm. was trying to cover up how I really felt, but I felt really like alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. Like, I still kept it together for work, but my personal life, I felt like, was falling apart. So I guess I just slowly started realizing, like, I need to get better, because this isn't working for me, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. And I got it together. I got a promotion at work, and then I met Justin, and the rest is what it is. So,
mm-hmm.
but you know, like, me and Justin just celebrated our first year of marriage, and in that mm-hmm. time, we've gone through things, you know, like, we're learning how to be together and learning how to parent. And it's funny, because I have all the things that I want. Like, I have a son, my miracle mm-hmm. baby, my rainbow baby. Mm-hmm. I have a husband who loves me. And even sometimes, like, when we were going through things, I was like, see, I used to think that my life would be perfect, and I would be so happy when I had someone who truly loved me and mm-hmm. respected me, and I didn't have to worry about being cheated on and, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I have that now, but I still have problems, you know? Like, I still feel like I want more, and there's things mm-hmm. that I need to do. Like, happiness is a really personal thing. Mm-hmm. Other people cannot make you happy. Like, I have a son. Mm-hmm. I want to be happy for him. I want to have the best life for him. But in order to be a good mom, and to be a good wife, and to be a good employee, and all this other shit, I had to be happy first, you right. know?
Take care of yourself first, yeah.
Yeah, so these are the things that I'm still working on, and I feel like it's so cliche to say, but, like, growth should be a constant thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you should never want to be stagnant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like, through, I guess, being cheated on and being treated badly made me realize, like, oh, I can't, like, that's my self-worth. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
right.
I will, like, never go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that that's so true, everything you said. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing to go through a heartbreak, and it's so like, again, like you said, you had everything, and this thing literally took you out on your at your kneecaps. You know what I mean? Like,
I was, like, literally devastated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was crying, like, to Shayna every night. Like, she would come over, and we'd sit on my couch, and I'd just, like, cry my eyes out.
We'd just cry together, laugh together, and I think that's the thing, too, is just, you know, having that support, and I understand some people don't, and I think that I try to be available to everybody, and I try to make sure that, you know, you're going through something, I will talk with you, I will sit with you, I will cry with you, and I just think that more females need to be like that, you know what I mean, instead of coming at each other, and just, like, because everybody's going through something, and whether, it's, like, especially having kids, you know, it's a whole nother ball game. Like, it's so stressful. It's so, like, it's, okay, cool, I'm here. Like I said, I have my family now. I got everything I wanted. But now it's dealing and trying to, again, yeah, like you said, be that good mom and be, you know, whatever. And I never even realized that I was still depressed, too, myself. Like, you know, not being able, like today. You know, I wanted to get my nails done, but I talked myself out how many times to not go. Like, no, because I'm just here. I'm just so, but you, it's something that I want to do. And it's something, it's a little piece of happiness for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, because these kids are freaking crazy. You know what I mean? And so it's just, I don't know. It's just the little things and celebrating those little things too, you know?
You gotta, I feel like people, like, romanticize your life, like, get your nails done, make your cup of coffee, and put it in, like, a cute mug, do your makeup for the day, like, do, like, get a planner and make it pretty, like, those things make you feel better, like, about life, definitely. At least for me, you know?
Yeah, same.
It's having
those little things for yourself. Barely realizing that, but yet, as a little girl, when you would do shit like that for yourself, it would make you so happy, you know what I mean? And so that's what I'm trying to do now. And I'm so, like, I'm the type of person that's so, like, no, we can't afford that right now. Like, we need to do this. We need to, so, just, like, it's not in an ugly way where I'm not paying my bills, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, no, get those shoes that you wanted. Because me, like, how many times, I've been, for a whole, like, 2 years, I did not get any new shoes. And it was just like, and I really wanted them, but it was just, I always made an excuse like, oh no, I should probably get them some more clothes, which they don't need more clothes. But it's just those, for a while, that's my happiness is buying my kids clothes because, you know, it's just the best. But it's
like a mom, now, a mentality.
Yeah, but I did go shopping last week and I bought me some clothes. I bought me some, and they're not black because I always wear black clothes and stuff. And I thought about changing up my style, thought about, you know, putting my hair this way, that way. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, slow down. For myself, I have to be like, slow down, Shayna. Like,
baby step.
Also be you. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I was, because, like, I would be in clothes that weren't me and I'd feel so uncomfortable. And it's just like, you know, just trying to tweak it. And I think that's the fun part, looking on Instagram, checking people's styles, checking, you know, those things are fun to me.
Yeah, so, no, I agree. Like, for me, I was just talking to Justin about this. Like, before I met him, and then even after I met him, but before I was, like, we had Chance, I always used to do, like, a really good regimen. Like, I would have a nightly shower and a morning shower, and my nightly shower, like, I would do it up with body oil, like, body scrub, exfoliate, and, like, oil my hair, and just, like, take that time, and I felt good about myself. And it's not like I'm not, like, exfoliating or whatever, or shaving my legs. It's just I don't do it as much, so like, affecting how I feel about myself. But I make excuses because I'm like, I'd rather just sit on the couch because I'm freaking tired. You know, like, Chance was being bad today, or, like, he was crying and, like, whatever, you know. But like, if your mom's, or if you just have a crazy job, like, taking that time for yourself, I feel like, is a part of self-worth and, like, what is it called? Self-care, you know?
Right. You know what? I was just talking to a friend the other day, and they were talking about how she, it has a whole new lifestyle, and She was like, I'm just trying to be happy, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that sentence is so simple but so strong.
It is.
And so that's what her thing is. Like, I just want to do things for me, you know, and work on myself. And I'm like, that's amazing, because I'm trying to do that, but it just gets put off and put off, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so those of you that are just going through all that, like, we're there too, you know? Yeah. I think obviously a lot of our followers are Native people like us, and it is hard. It is definitely hard, especially with the different backgrounds, and some of us have similar backgrounds, and it's just, you know, just try better, do better, be better, you know, just take time for yourself, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, this one doesn't go along the whole thing of hand in hand here, but the next topic that somebody said was girls that are trapping dudes to have kids. And I don't know what to say to that. That's ratchet.
Yeah.
It could never be me.
It could never be me, but someone said that to me one time.
Ooh.
And I was like, ew. I've had guys tell me that they feel like they were trapped.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's just like, I guess take responsibility, you know, for the fact that you have to do things in order to get someone pregnant. And right. If you weren't being careful, then that's on you. But then there are certain situations where girls or women lie. So, like, I watch this girl on YouTube. I don't watch her. I watch things about her. And uh-huh. She lied to her baby daddy saying that she couldn't get pregnant. And she had a baby.
Right.
And so, like, that would be trapping. Like, when you are lying to a man and you're, like, poking holes in things or not taking your pills or taking mm-hmm. your IUD out or stuff like that because you feel like having a baby is going to keep your relationship going, and that's not true.
Kids. I feel like that is there was a lot of women trapping men back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, a long time ago. I feel like that's an old people thing to keep the family together. But, you know what I mean?
But kids don't save, like, relationships.
Oh, no.
They don't. Like, if anything, it makes it harder because now you're caring for a little life with somebody that you don't really like.
You're putting trauma on an innocent child that didn't ask. For
anybody who stays together in quotations for the kids, like, your kids can tell. They mm-hmm. can tell that you're not happy.
Right.
Like, you can sense it in the air. You know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. like like on Euphoria, if you guys have watched that, I know we talked about that the last episode. So, like, one of the main characters, his dad stayed with his mom because she got pregnant, like, when they were fresh out of high school. And but he secretly, you know, is attracted to men. So he has led, I think, this, like, double life where he, you know, does things to fulfill that part, that side of him, right? And then, but he's still married. And I just feel like you mess your kids up when you expose them to things like that.
Like, you know, Jenner. Well, more specifically, like, Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner.
But, I mean, I just don't like that. You know, like, you shouldn't have to do things, like, malicious things to result in getting a baby just because you want the other person to stay or you want to, like, be attached to them for the rest of, like, the child's life, you know?
Right.
That's weird.
That's hella scary, though.
That's weirdo behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't relate to that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, thank you for that, whoever sent that in.
Shut up.
Thank you very much. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. Finding inner peace and the importance of it. Oh my gosh. For me, it's finding inner peace. Honestly, I think I'm still finding it, you know? Like, I think I will always try to find that. I think that's a daily struggle for me. And yeah. The importance of finding inner peace, it's important. It's important to be at peace with your life, I guess, you know?
It helps your sanity.
What?
It, like, helps your sanity.
Oh, I thought you said profanity. I'm like, no, I don't relate here. Finding inner peace. Yeah, that's kind of hard for me because I think that goes along the lines of what we're saying about, like,
growth. Self-worth and growth.
Yeah. And I feel like I'll always look for it. I mean, I guess I can break it down into, like, finding inner peace with, like, even, like, peace within my marriage, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't think every successful marriage is peaceful, but you know what I mean? But I think that that's where I'm at with it. I definitely think that it's important. Maybe, you know what, maybe if you're overcoming something, then, and you're trying to find peace in that, and it's in, sure, you know? Like, I just feel like it's kind of the whole work thing, though, you know?
I do, too. I feel like they go hand in hand, but, yeah. I mean, inner peace is very important.
Yeah. That was a good one, too, though. Let's go to the next one. Oh, this one's a little juicy. All right. So, this one is your spouse having girls that are friends. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, hell no. Like, no. I don't think that that's okay. And you know what? So I don't know if any of you guys watch Jenny 69 or it's me, Cindy, or something like that. I forgot what her name was. They were interviewed on a podcast, and they talked about that. The guy asked both of them, like, is it okay for, and I understand too, the reason that why he asked is because they have platforms, you know, mm-hmm. and very big ones too at that. And so his question was the same, you know, is your man allowed to have, and they said, no, you know, because I'm a girl and I know, you know what I mean? So let me just say a little something. So when me and Winston were getting together, right, mind you, like I said, he was not talking to anybody, it wasn't like that, but guys are so naive sometimes, or like stupid to just like, they're like, I'm not flirting, or they're not flirting, I didn't see it like that, you know what I mean? But we're girls,
we know.
And I seen this chick that's his friend, and there was nothing, because okay, yeah, I did look through the messages because I just wanted to see, you know, like, what am I getting myself into too, you know what I mean? Like, because you know, it was a little too good to be true for me, because like I said, look at how I was being treated all this time. And so I had to do this. Like, I just had to for myself. And I did tell him about it. And so anyway, this girl, like, she was saying something like, I'm not even beautiful or something like that. And I was like,
oh,
what? Like, you know what I mean? Because that's an invitation to be like, no, you are beautiful. And so now I'm a girl. If some guy tells me I'm beautiful, it's like, ooh, you like me. You know what I mean? Like, that's you sometimes want you want me. And I'm like, you know, like, I know what you're doing, girl. You know what I mean?
So, is
like,
is that Miss Thang from?
Yeah.
She messed around with my ex too. So.
Yeah, see, scandalous indeed. But anyway, yeah, it's just like, I don't think so. I mean, like, I had a friend, and he would come over, but he was our friend. He was my friend first, but he became our friend. Like, he would come to our kids' birthdays. He would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was our friend. That's it. I don't have no, like, guy friends on the side, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I just make it make sense, I guess. I wouldn't do that. I think that's kind of inappropriate. Especially because we're married.
Right. When we were doing prep for this podcast episode, I had Shayna on speaker, and Justin, she said the topic, and Justin was like, oh, I don't have those. So he already knows.
Mm-hmm.
For me, well, that's a lie. No, like the people that he's known in his life before me, like his friends that are girls, that has nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? Oh, and
shoot, I didn't even think about that.
And I trust that they're just friends, you know?
Right, right.
But I think now he's never tried to bring a friend. He's never been like, oh, this is my friend I met at work or whatever. You know what I mean? Right. But I, like, he's very nice. Like, Justin's very nice. He's a people person. And so I've seen him interact, and I feel like sometimes it could be misconstrued for being a little too nice. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we've had conversations about that, too, because I'm like, if somebody at my work talked to me like that, I would think they were trying to, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, they would want to take me home, but
they would want me in their pocket. Yeah, exactly.
But
I don't know. Yeah. I was just thinking, I have a couple of friends that I went to school with, and they're guys, but I'm also friends with their wives now. So
yeah,
that's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it depends on like where they, I guess, like who and why, or like when they right. met and like how long and like whatever.
Yeah.
But I also do feel like married people like don't have friends that aren't married.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you know, Shayna, like to Justin, yeah. like, you know, Shayna, but I don't know. Like, I guess I would say no, just because what do you need to be friends for? Mm-hmm. Like, you have me, and you
what
have...
What are you going to do? You're going to go to the movies together? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what
like,
I mean? You,
like,
you go have friends. You go have fun with your friends, basically. So, it's yeah. like, I don't know.
Yeah. You can have coworkers, and you can have acquaintances, but...
How do you feel about the work husband or work wife?
Oh,
whatever?
No. Mm-mm. That's a no for me. No. Yeah. I don't do that. Perfect. I mean, I did that, but now I'm married, so I don't do that. But
yeah,
no, I feel like if you're married and like your spouse is somebody's work husband or work wife, I think that's weird. Because the other person, I feel like, will read too much into that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's still married, and like, you know, he still calls me his work wife. Like, what?
Ew.
And it's they're always weird. Like the women who like that type of attention, I feel like. And know your place, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because that's someone's husband in real life, not at work. So,
right.
You know, like, they need to yeah. be checked. But that's just me. But I'm very, like, I'm cool and relaxed, but I don't play like that. So, it depends.
I have a side note. So, those of you that live in the valley...
the sun.
I'm just gonna say it. Like, so we're trying to plan on going to what's it called? In May.
Oh, and the indications. What's
oh yeah.
His name?
Jones?
Duran
yes.
Jones?
Duran. Yeah. I was thinking of Duran. But anyway, yeah. So we're trying to go, right? And so like my cousin he wants to go, but he's looking for a date. So anybody in the valley that is out for a blind date, let me know.
Ooh.
Let me tell you a little something real quick. He's a single father, and like everybody's like, oh no.
half of our subscribers were like, no.
No. But he's definitely working on himself, just that's all I can really say. I don't want to put all his business.
Who, what there, cousin? I'm trying to
connect
the dots.
I don't want to say it without them, like, you know?
But okay, but anyway, I want to touch on something you just talked about. Would you ever think if you and Winston ever broke up, God forbid, would you ever date somebody with kids?
I don't,
because to some people, kids are off limits completely.
True. I mean, I feel like that's hypocritical, right?
Because you would want a man to accept you and your kids.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I feel like that's all I would be able to have. I mean, really? Those are my options. No. I feel like those are my options.
That's limiting yourself, I think.
You think so? I don't know. I mean, I really hope we don't get to that, but...
I'm saying just, like, for your
opinion. No, I know. Yeah.
For me, I would not. I've dated a man with kids, and I felt like he was being funny with his, you know, the mother of his children, and I was right. So I wouldn't do that, just because from past experience. And then I put myself in, like, me and Justin's situation, and I'm like, could we ever really leave each other alone? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just could imagine him, like, if we did, you know, him coming over, him getting chance, and, like, him just staying and hanging out, and then it would, like, lead to old times or something.
Heck yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like we've said scenarios like that, me and Winston. Like, I'm like, babe, what if you came over and, like, you had to come pick the kids up and you just hung out with me? Like, do you think we would, like, get it on? And he was all like, probably.
No emotion.
So I honestly don't think that, you know, I think you still have love for them, unless it's like toxic as hell, you know what I mean? Like, I could see people like just be done with their ex, but honestly, in the back of their mind, they still love them, you know what I mean?
They
love them enough to have kids and
I feel like once you have kids with somebody, it's completely different. And it just is. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I wouldn't even trust myself, you know, to be with, like, to, you know, because I would probably do something. So.
I think that it would be really sad if, like, let's say, you know, I did get with somebody else and Winston's not with anybody. Like, that would make me really sad.
It's like you almost can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I see Justin as Chance's dad, and every memory I have is just, like, now, like, the ones that mean the most to me, you know, are with me and him, too, but the ones that are at, like, the tippity top of the list are the ones with all three of us, and so when I look at Justin, I see Chance, and I just can't do that, like, I can't, you know?
Exactly. No, I get it. I was watching, Castle Rock. Have you seen that on Hulu?
With Bret Michaels?
I'm not good with
that. Actors, is he blonde?
No.
Oh, I feel like, no, I'm talking about Bret Michaels something love. It's like an old, it's like Flavor Flav.
Oh, no. No. Have you seen Misery? It's like one of Stephen King's movies.
Books, no.
Books. Oh my gosh. It's kind of like a horror, I guess, in a way. But anyway, if you've seen Misery, so. I'm going to just say it real quick. So this chick, she, like, basically has mental issues, first of all. That's beside the point. Anyway, so she and her mom, it's her mom and her dad. Her dad, in quotations, is looking for his happy place, which means his peace in life, where he's happy. And he's a book writer. So, but anyway, he has a lot of issues with the mom. They have issues with each other. And so there's the girl, like I said, has mental issues. So they have this specialist come in, and she comes in, like, that girl, she is just everything to that girl, to the little girl now. Like, she's like, oh, she gets me. She wants to work with me, because the mom and the dad always have issues with each other, and they never give her the time of day, basically. And so anyway, long story short, she goes and, like, kills the lady that comes and helps her, because she's messing around with the dad, and she goes and, like, kills her, and then kills the dad, and, like, she's just, like, so torn that her family isn't together. And, like, I'm like, oh, that's one way to go about it. You know what I mean? Like, damn, you know? And she was like, I guess he dedicated his book, because he was supposed to dedicate his book to his daughter, but he dedicated it to that girl. And it's just like, see, that right there, that drama would, like, really break a child. You know what I mean? Like, of being with somebody else, and why didn't it work with my mom? Oh, and the mom committed suicide because her whole life was just jacked up when he left, you know? Like, oh, I don't know. It's just, like, crazy how all these things could go, you know? And anyway, I just thought, damn, that's scary as fuck. That's sad. They had a kid together. They had a kid together, and she took her sister and brought her up as her own.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But plot twist, the wife, the mistress, she didn't die. She thought she killed her. She didn't kill her, so she's been looking for her daughter for years, and she found her.
Shayna, I was going to watch it.
Oh. Okay. But anyway, yeah, it was freaking good. It's freaking good. You got to watch it anyway.
Okay.
I feel like Justin would like it because you said he likes like horror shit. Like,
yeah, I'll just act like I don't know what happens in the end.
Yeah. Well, first, before you watch it, go watch Misery first.
Wait, I thought you said that was Misery.
It's like the backstory of that Misery one, but you would want to watch Misery first.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Anyway. Oh my gosh, we better go on because we're
reaching our time limit.
Definitely.
We're actually at our time limit.
We are. Let's see. So we got this comment, and I thought it was so funny. You know what? No, I'm not gonna say that one. Let's do the woman health thing. So like somebody said talk about woman health. Okay, let me talk about it real quick because I'm not good with my woman health. Like, I know, like, this is TMI, but, like, I have not gone for a pap smear in years, and I can't, that's all I'm gonna say. Like, I say pap smear because they were talking about that, like, the woman's health, like, your vitamins, your whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know, like, go and get your shit done, like, go and, make sure you're okay, you know what I mean? But honestly, natives are built different, you know, we're very strong people. We self-diagnose.
No, that's true.
We are our
like,
own nurses.
That's true. Like, I thought I had breast cancer a couple years ago, so I had to have a mammogram and an endoscopy. Is that how you say it? I don't know. But I don't have it.
I don't have it.
We're just built different.
Definitely.
No, but women's health is very important. Like,
it is.
You know, getting
side, yeah.
your checkups for, you know, any STDs, very important. Like, when you change partners, getting your pap smear. If you're older, getting your mammogram, taking vitamins, like, you know, taking the cranberry pills and, like, probiotics.
And see, I feel like as Native people, we aren't exposed to things like that. We don't know to be taking vitamins unless you're diabetic or it's like really bad, you know? And I say diabetes because I feel like in our community, that's what it is diabetes.
Yeah.
I am diabetic myself. And I tell Devaney all the time, like, oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And she's always like, you need to do it. You know what I mean? And it's always, I think that for myself, my excuse is, like, I have my kids. I have, like, so much going on. Like, it's them before me, but this is where it comes in of, you know, your worth. You come first. Nobody's going to be happy, and you're, you know, you're not worth anything when you're dead. You know what I mean? All harsh.
And also, like, also, like, you know, it's good to be educated on the things that your body goes through, like having like a yeast infection or bacterial vaginosis or a UTI. Right. Like, go get checked if you feel like you're not okay down there and it's not, you know, like you don't feel fresh.
Yeah, like go get checked and quit like going asking your aunties or your moms if they have this and that for whatever you're feeling.
Like, you know, douching, I mean? Or like douching isn't healthy. You know, like you could do, what is that called?
Isn't there like a cleanse?
Yeah, like there's different.
They sell them at Walmart.
I really love using Honey Pot. You can find Honey Pot at Target. I don't go to Walmart, so I don't know if they have it there. But they have like suppositories you can use. Everything's like made with really good materials, so like panty liners,
right.
And you know, if you want to use like pads or tampons, or there's also the period discs. I like using those because I feel like it's just works better, and you can, you know, leave it in during your monthly for longer. You know, like, I mean, some people might know this already and then some people don't, but it's important to take care of yourself, you know, especially because if you don't, you know, that can lead to infertility or, you know, disease and, you know, like have very long-term effects. And I didn't start paying attention until I was like 22 and I was like, oh, you know?
Right.
But yeah, so take care of yourselves, you guys.
Definitely. Get to those appointments. Note to, this is all note to me. I
think find your chart number.
What's your chart number? Because I'll call into your medication. If you need me to pick it up, I'll go pick it up at the clinic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, definitely. And like I said, like it's easy for all of us because everybody, most likely a lot of people have the same problems. So like with me and my mom, like, mom, do you have anything for blah, blah, blah? You know what I mean? And it's like, no, go in and check and make sure that that's what it is.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's illegal too. Anyway,
be giving on. Your meds. Also,
I'm moving on.
Also, one more point. Aside from like, you know, the things I just said, you know, what about things like getting into therapy if you have postpartum depression?
Mental health.
Yeah, yes. Mental health, yes, is very important. And even like, if you need medication for those type of things, like mood stabilizers or things just that make you feel better about your day. You know, like I've heard many times that taking medicine for things like depression or whatever is like the white man's way, you know?
Oh, no.
You know, and I understand why some people think like that, but there are also, if like getting on a medication isn't for you, there are other things you can do to release, you know, those type of feelings, like going to therapy. So I don't know, I feel like as Native
people, we support that.
We support that, yeah. And also I support vaccines. I feel like Shayna does too, but I don't want to speak for her.
Oh, I'm saying my kids are vaccinated.
We are vaxxed over here, okay?
We are vaccinated.
And we've both had COVID, so.
I'm not me twice. And I still got that shit.
Yeah. So we're vaxxed and we're ready.
Definitely take care of yourself, yes, because, again, you are not worth anything if you're dead.
Saying that.
I don't know where I heard that from, but it's true. You know what I mean? I think my mom said that to me. All harsh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I want my kids to be, you know, have a good life and whatnot, but I mean, I also want to be here to see that, you know.
I need to lose this baby weight so I can run around with Chance and not be out of breath.
See, that's what I need to do. So, yeah, no, do what you got to do. And, you know, like our New Year's resolutions are definitely always something like that. Always mental health, being healthy, whatever. I think that I've definitely understood that it's not getting skinny, it's getting healthy, you know. And I don't want to be all skinny. I just want to be healthy and be able to, yeah, run, keep up with my 5-year-old, 6-year-old, and 7-year-old, you know, and my 1-year-old. So it's just, oh, it's a lot, but just even all the way down to what you eat, what you put in your body, you know.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Thank you for who brought that in. We have this random one that doesn't go with everything, but I feel like, you know, somebody sent it in. Let's talk about it real quick. Why do people that work for the tribe so rude? And I think everybody in Native country can relate to this. It kind of reminded me because I was trying to go for a job where I'm going to be talking to people, a scheduler. I was going to go for that job. And I was joking with Devaney, because those of you that seen that Reservation Dogs, you know, the one that works at the clinic, she's all like real smug attitude, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, trying to be like that and just like be judging, basically, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that I know it's frustrating at the time, but it's so funny to me to see that in a movie because that's just how Natives are. We could definitely say that because I'm sure everybody related to that. And it's just, I don't know. It's just part of our, how we are, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny because it's true. Like, at my old job, I called somebody in the, like, money department. Because I needed some information, and the lady just, like, hung up or answered. She didn't even say, like, hi, how are you? She was just like, you know, like, what do you want, basically? And I told her, and she was like, that's not the number for here. And, like, she just hung up her phone. And I was like, dang, like, ugly. You know? Yeah. And it put me in a bad mood because I was like, what did I do to you, you know? But it's just, it's funny because it's like some people, it's not, I guess, like, yeah, it is a Native thing, but some people get pissed about having to do their job, you know, like you call yeah. them and they're just already like mad at the world. And it's yeah. so funny. Like, I've seen that meme where it's from Monsters, Inc. with that lady. You know, the yeah. one, he's like, what's your chart number? That cracks me
up. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. It's funny. And I'll give attitude back. I'll give it right back. You know what I mean? That's just how I am. But I'll laugh at it later on.
I mean, me too, in a non-professional setting. Yeah. Like,
if you're at home doing it?
Yeah. Like, yeah. if I'm calling and it's, like, about personal, like, I don't like that. Like, don't come at me like that, you know?
I'm all going to be the scheduler, and I'm like, I don't know. You called me. Hang
up. How am I supposed to know your number?
Supposed to know your chart number? I don't know.
But,
you should have it written down. How long have you been coming to the clinic? But, yeah, that's crazy, though.
That's funny.
I was like, we were like talking about it, like, oh, how do we put this into, you know, what everybody asked us? And we're like, who said that? What department? Tell us.
Ugly. She told me that someone sent that, and I just started busting out laughing because mm-hmm. it's just so funny. But disrespect to anybody, it's funny.
Be nice.
Yeah. Be happy.
Be happy. I'll shut up. Yeah, well, you guys, thanks for all of the questions. I'm really happy that people were brave enough to bring some content in, and we have a lot more that we want to talk about, but we gotta cut it here because it's pretty long. And I hope everybody has a good Valentine's Day, good Super Bowl. I know Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. Oh, Snoop Dogg owns, what does he own? Death Row Records now.
Oh, I saw that on the Shade Room.
Yeah. Shade.
Shut up, Shana.
That's for another episode. Anyway, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. Isn't that lineup so weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying that was a good one. Anyway.
Yeah, if you want to know why Shane is saying that, it's because I used to see somebody and his name was Shade. Well, that's not his real name, but yeah, he goes by Shade. Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you guys for sticking with us. If you've made it this long, we're at 73 minutes, so like a little over an hour. Our next episode, we want to do a giveaway. Where we are going to be sending out a gift basket filled with things picked by us. So please tune in to our next episode to check out the giveaway and like find out the details on how to enter. But same, I hope you guys have a happy Valentine's Day, that you're celebrating with who you love, no matter what the relation, and have fun at the Super Bowl or watching the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all, for listening. We shall see you here. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.